The station's newsroom is now called the Amcor Bank News Center. The name branding of WIBA's newsroom heralds back to the 1950s and 60s, when major broadcast news operations identified with companies like Camel Cigarettes and others. Christine Tatum is president-elect of the Society of Professional Journalists. She says the name branding of what should be an objective, independent report can only hurt a news station's image.
We're leery of this, and we would really like to see Clear Channel not encourage this practice, because once that credibility is lost with the public, it is increasingly, excruciatingly difficult to regain it.
Tatum says just because name branding of news happened in the past, that's little reason to repeat the practice. She says audiences will question WIBA's relationship with its corporate sponsor.
What's going to happen when the station needs to report critically of that bank center? Are people really going to sense that the radio station is doing so objectively?
Officials at WIBA-FM were unable to be reached for comment. But an executive of Clear Channel Madison says the station's name branding with Amcor Bank won't influence news coverage. Another Clear Channel station in Milwaukee, WISN-AM, sold its newsroom naming rights to Pyramax Bank in 2004. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.